How many lines will COVID-19 take up in human history? Will it be a line or two, a paragraph, a chapter, or a full book? I think it depends on one crucial idea that we find in Parashat Noach. In the 9th chapter, Perek Tet, of the book of Bereishit, we learn that in the aftermath of the flood, Noach planted a vineyard. And he drank the wine of these grapes, and he became drunk and uncovered himself inside his tent. Ham, Noach's son, saw his father's nakedness and shared the news with his two brothers, Shem and Yafet. Shem and Yafet, immediately out of respect for their father and wanting to cover their father's nakedness, walked backwards into the tent and with a cloth draped on their backs, covered him as not to shame him. Then in verse 24, we read that when Noach woke up from his wine-induced sleep, Vayikatz Noach mi'eino vayeda et asher asalo b'noach katan, he learned what his youngest son had done to him. This verse is so critical. You see, Noach is unhappy. He is depressed because of the loneliness that he experiences all around him. He has lost family, friends, the camaraderie of community, casualties of the flood experience. His depression causes his drunkenness, which is an attempt to escape his sorrow. But at this point, Noach realizes what his depression has caused. He wakes up from his drunkenness, from his depression over the flood, and learns, as the Torah tells us, what has happened. Will we learn from COVID-19? Will we learn how to have a true relationship with God? One that is concerned not only with ritual, but also with the larger messages of the Torah. Ushmartem ma'od et nafshoseichem, the responsibility to make sure that our conduct allows for all of humankind to be safe and secure. Will we create religious experiences that do not become an end in itself, but a means to an end, to ensure sacred moments in time with God? Will we spend our time frivolously searching for religious reasons to explain why COVID-19 is happening? Reasons that are often predicated on our own subjective suppositions on how society should be organized, using the pandemic to reinforce our pre-existing notions? Or will we allow the pandemic to awaken us from our spiritual drunkenness to recognize that we cannot take family and friends for granted? To realize it is not about explaining why the tragedy has befallen society, but rather when such a challenge arises, focusing on how we can engage to make a difference in the lives of the people all around us, in our own lives also. How we recover from this pandemic will define how transformational this challenge has been in human history. Noach's righteousness is predicated not on the fact that he doesn't sin, but rather on something more important, his capacity to learn from his mistakes. Similarly, the role that COVID-19 will play in human history demands us to ask the question, what will we learn from it? And how those teachings will inspire us to transform society and enhance our personal lives. Shabbat Shalom.